Hello and welcome to Walk the Pod, your daily walking show where I take my podcast for a walk because I don't have a dog. My name is Rachel Wheely, a human in the world walking around a small park behind a hospital in southwest London in the rain because it is late April and so we have rain when it is supposed to be spring and supposed to be glorious sunshine. You're very welcome along. This is episode 7, series 46, in which we're discussing slow productivity. And today I want to consider the idea that the alternative to slow productivity, the haste and hurry that is so prevalent in modern life, is just a feeling and should be staved off at all costs. Welcome to Walk the Pod. So a rather radical suggestion today that all the pressure and deadlines that are imparted on us by our bosses, our sector, our industry, ourselves, are mostly made up. I feel a sense of being behind and feeling hurried and rushed a lot. However, I'm beginning to realise that actually, if I'm not in control of the incoming things, then what I am in control of is what I decide to do with those incoming things. If I was suddenly elevated to a position where I was getting 6 times as much email as I am now, would I still expect myself to read it all? Would it be fair to do so? Not really, not if I'm able to work the same number of hours a week. So the amount of incoming stuff that comes towards us, be that by email or by things which feel less urgent, but some people still consider to be absolutely critical to read, such as, for example, the news or our social media feeds or all of Netflix. I remember a conversation with somebody a few years ago who was like, there's just so much content, I can't keep up with it all. Well, it's only going to get worse, isn't it? There's going to be more content all the time. And a conversation I've had with quite a few people about this podcast, actually, is they often say to me, I'm a bit behind with the podcast. I'm like, please don't feel obligated to listen to the podcast. It's not, that absolutely isn't my, I mean, if I could sum up my aim of this podcast, creating more things that you must consume or you must engage with is absolutely not what I'm doing because... I mean, if there's anything I would like to do more than anything else in the world, it is release people to spend more time noodling and not feeling obligated to listen to, consume or reply to things. So please, if you listen to the podcast and you're feeling like you're slightly behind, if you're listening to this in October and you're trying to catch up, please just stop. Treat it more like my dear friend Phil encouraged me to. With Twitter, when I was feeling similarly stressed about how much Twitter there was to read, he was like, you just got to treat it like a river. Just look into it every so often and see what's happening. That's all you need to do. You don't need to keep on top of things. Keeping on top of things is one of the real concerns of many people. And I want to offer a radical alternative today, which is to not keep on top of things. Let yourself be a canoeist rather than a canal builder. Aim to sort of surf the stuff, not build canals around the stuff or swim the stuff, but just surf it. Just try to keep abreast of the important things. Let everything else flow away. Occasionally, have people go, "Well, I sent you an email about this," and you go, "I'm sorry, I must have missed that." What's the worst that can happen? And I think a lot of us are under far too much pressure from other people and ourselves to be on top of things, to do all the things, to keep up appearances or with the Joneses or any other end to that sentence. And we have the choice, as Maya Angelou told us, we may not be able to control what happens to us, but we do have control over how we respond to it. We have the choice just to let it flow away. And let it be something we're not on top of, and let it be something that is taken away from us, that we cannot control, and just be content. The Buddha, or somebody similar to the Buddha, once said in response to somebody saying, "How are you so calm?" And the response he gave was, "Because I don't mind what happens." And that's what I want to think about today, as we, on this Gratitude Tuesday, consider slow productivity and the fact that a lot of our hurry and haste that we feel is not real. And if we were to look at what we've produced over our lifetime, if we look back from the end of our life on what we've produced in our lifetime, we may not have produced anything in terms of documents or things that will stand the test of time, or legacies, or things that will go on beyond us, or anything like that. And that is okay. Or alternatively, that we have produced some things like that, like things that will continue beyond us, documents that people will refer to for hundreds of years, and that is okay too. But what we almost certainly are not going to be looking back on at the end of our lives is how many emails we responded to, or how much of Twitter we managed to read, or X, or whatever it is called by the time you listen to this. And that maybe we need to just think to ourselves, well, actually, maybe it's not very important. Maybe what's important is how we make people feel around us. Maybe what's important is how we lived our lives in a way that didn't do too much harm to other people. How we maybe helped somebody else, or we raised children, or we helped to raise children, or we looked after small furry animals. And that just because society doesn't value any of that stuff, it doesn't make it a life badly led to have done all of that stuff. And our own definition of what a good life looks like is more important, frankly, than whatever culture and society tells us, because it might have got a bit carried away with capitalism, let's be honest. That's what could have happened. And it may be a bit wonky at this point in 2024. It may actually be focusing and highlighting things which are not even the best things to be focusing on and highlighting. There is a robin directly in front of me with a beak full of green. It is singing despite the fact that it's got its mouth full. That is incredible. And it's not moving. It's probably about 3 feet away from me. This is the universe making a direct intervention, going, "You shall have bird song from this robin that cannot sing because it has its mouth full of stuff." This is a lovely thing to behold. Yeah, it's still singing. It's still got its mouth full. Just going to see if it's going to say anything else. Oh, it's gone. Did you hear that? Did you hear its wings? Did you hear it take off? And then it's got its friend over in the holly bush over there. So there's two of them. They're busily collecting green stuff. I don't know what for. But I'm very, very impressed with it, trying to sing with a mouthful of stuff. I also want to update you that yesterday when I said, "Oh, it's a blue tit," it wasn't a blue tit at all. It was a grey tit. So thank you to Sam, who fired up the Merlin app and played the podcast into it until it told her what the correct bird was. So, just amazing scenes in my kitchen last night. So, we know now that it's a great tit, and I'm in the same park, so that great tit is almost certainly around somewhere. And we've got the two robins, and yesterday as I was walking to work, I saw a sparrow with its mouth full of something brown, like straw or mulch or similar for a nest. So the birds are very busy, very, very busy indeed at the moment. Well, I feel like I've sort of incorporated what I can see directly in front of me into the bit about slow productivity there, so I sort of munged all the content together today. And having small amounts of hysterics in the process because of just having the most ridiculous day at work ever. And it's just nice to be outside and away from it all for 10 minutes, to be honest with you. We've got 3 more episodes on slow productivity left, which is exciting, because what are we going to cover in the last few episodes on slow productivity? I've got quite a lot to say, actually, so I hope I'm going to manage to get it all in. Thank you so much for walking with me. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your kind attention. Thank you for going to walkthepod.com, joining the Walk the Pod Lunchtime Walk Club, or sending me a voice note with a walking report or what slow productivity means to you. And I'll be back with another episode, episode 8 of 10, tomorrow. Take care of your beautiful mind, yourselves and each other, and I'll speak to you then.